Hey everybody. So I had to I wanted to make a post to explain some things and talk to you guys, if anybody's listening, about what's going to be happening in the next 2 weeks or so. I'm actually heading off for a work trip, so I am not going to be around until about the 5th or 6th of September. I have not booked my return flight from where I'm going yet. So it's going to be a pretty interesting trip. I'm going off to this village to help shoot some stuff for an NGO. It's going to be pretty interesting. It's not anything I've done before, and so I'm looking forward to it. But there's also, you know, not going to be any internet reception or anything while I'm there, so if you need me, I will hopefully be able to periodically check Reddit and, you know, get back in touch with you guys. But if I'm not responding to PMs, it's not because I don't want to, it's just that I'm not around. Yeah. And I've kind of wanted to do this sort of thing for a while. I don't know if you can tell, but I am driving. And I have this nasty habit that I picked up from someone I know who really likes to talk to people on the phone while they're driving, and I love it too. It's kind of feels like a road trip when you have somebody to talk to and you're driving, and it's something which I really enjoy. So I thought maybe it could be something fun that I do when I'm driving on my own, and I don't have anyone to talk to, is maybe ramble away at you guys. Yeah, so I don't know, I'd also kind of wanted to stay away from doing rambles until after I did my AMA, but I figured, hey, since I'm, you know, gonna be away for a while and I wanted to leave a note, I was like, hey, why not, you know? Yeah, so I figured I'd do that. I'm also trying to think of a couple of things, that are in my brain, which I would really appreciate some help with. So I'm going to be leaving in a couple of days, and I was thinking I would love to have a book to read while I was gone. So I do have Kindle, and I can get something before I go. So if you have any suggestions for a book, I love fantasy books. I love sci-fi is not bad. I haven't read a whole lot of it, but I do like things which have kind of like a series, but I hate ones that are like super long. Like, don't even get me started on The Wheel of Time, because I'm not reading that shit. I tried like one book and I couldn't even get through it. So give me something that's kind of a little bit, you know, that isn't so much of like a drag. It's incredibly long. I really enjoyed The Name of the Wind, basically the Kingkiller Chronicles. I might actually bring that with me again. I am currently reading The Amulet of Samarkand by Jonathan Stroud. I haven't got all the way through yet, but yeah, I was thinking of looking for that. But if you have, yeah, any other recommendations, I would love to know. Also, I've been thinking of reading a book, like doing novel readings, because I actually really like reading aloud. But I'm really want to try and find a book that's in the public domain, you know, something that's royalty free. And I just have no idea where to even start with that. I mean, the classics are always a good thing, but I'm not sure which one to do. So if you have any, you know, that you think would be nice, I would go and get a copy and actually start reading that. Preferably something. Okay, so you can hear my voice, right? It's got kind of an American accent, which I think lends itself well to sort of books that have a conversational quality. I find it's a bit difficult to do like high fantasy with a voice like mine, because I can't imagine reading like The Lord of the Rings or something with this accent. You know, it's sort of like it works better with a British accent, or maybe that's just my brain. But you know, if you have a recommendation for a book that you would like me to read that is in the public domain, I would very much like to try. So, you know, give me a note, send me a note, like in a PM or even, you know, in a comment to this post, of any books that you would like me to read. Yeah, and I've also got a wedding coming up at the end of the year that I've been asked to sing at, and I've been trying to find songs that would be good for a wedding. Like, I can't seem to think of any. I really like jazz, if you couldn't already tell from the lullabies, so if you have a suggestion for a song that would be good, I would love to know, because I have kind of a repertoire, but it's, like, tired, you know? I sing Sunday Morning by Maroon 5 a lot. I sing some Norah Jones, and my family's kind of, you know, tired of that. They want something a little different. So if you have a recommendation, I would love to hear it. I have been thinking of some Melody Gardot, but her songs are kind of about, like, heartbreak, you know? You want something that's sort of, like, happy and appropriate for a wedding. And I don't know, I was trying to pick a more modern song. I have a lot of like old jazz standards that I like to do, like you guys have heard me do Lullaby Birdland and stuff. But yeah, so if you have any recommendations for songs, please let me know, because that would be a lot of fun, and I might even try them out. Like, I'd probably cover a bunch and then pick from the ones that that, you know, sound good, and pick that for the repertoire, even send it to my family and let them see what they think. So yeah, I mean, this is just me rambling away while I'm driving from this meeting to my house. Yeah, and if you have anything you would like to know, if you'd like me to ramble about something else, just boop me and I will try and get it done. I think it's fun to have things like this. I know it's something which I listen to a lot. Like, you know, you other, like, guys and girls on GWA who put up your things. Like, I love listening to rambles. I love hearing people talk about everything and nothing. And I'm kind of an idiot, or an audiophile, rather. Like, I really like listening to sounds, all kinds of sounds. So I find myself listening to things almost all the time. So yeah, I am pulling up to my house, so I'm going to tap this out. But yeah, if you have any suggestions or whatever, you know, from what I brought up, please let me know in the comments or even PM me, you know, always here to talk to you. So thank you. Thanks for listening.